Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On March 8th, the global community comes together to celebrate International Women's Day. It is an opportunity to celebrate women's achievements throughout history and across nations, and to shine a light on issues that continue to hold women back, such as discriminatory gender norms, gender inequality, restrictions on reproductive rights, gender-based violence, and obstacles to women's full participation in society. Despite decades of progress in far too many places around the world, the rights of women and girls are still under attack, holding back entire communities, said President Joe Biden. We see it in Afghanistan, where the Taliban bars women and girls from attending school and pursuing employment. We see it in Iran, where the regime is brutally repressing the voices of women who are courageously standing up for their freedom. And in the face of Russia's vicious and unjust invasion of Ukraine, including the use of rape as a weapon of war, we see countless of women bravely fighting for the human rights and fundamental freedoms of all Ukrainians. Women have garnered a number of gains even over just the past 25 years. This includes progress on gender equality, political representation, maternal mortality, and legislative reform for ending violence against women. Yet in many countries, women still face serious obstacles to obtaining financial services, including banking and loans, inheriting property, starting a business, obtaining higher education, or jobs outside of the home. Too often, they are locked out of decision-making processes on matters that disproportionately affect them. Promoting opportunities for women and girls strengthens security, stability, and prosperity for everyone, said President Biden. And we know that we cannot solve any of the great global challenges of our time if half the population is left behind. So today, as we celebrate the accomplishments and contributions of women and girls around the world, we also reaffirm our commitment to ensuring that all people can reach their full potential. Women are one of a country's greatest untapped resources. Any society striving to flourish must begin by empowering its women and by promoting for them the same rights that men already enjoy. On International Women's Day, we recognize that women's rights are human rights. We celebrate women and we renew our commitment to make the world a place where women are not excluded or marginalized, but are honored, respected, and free to realize their full potential.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.